Two of the fastest growing groups of eligible voters in the United States are Asian Americans and Latinos, but they also have some of the lowest voter registration rates. NPR's voting rights correspondent, Hunzi Lo Wong, has more.
Hi, ¿cómo estás?
On a windy afternoon in Reading, Pennsylvania, Catherine De Pena and her computer tablet are on a mission.
We're doing whatever it takes to get them registered now.
Including standing outside the supermarket.
Yes, because we have a lot of Latinos here. C-Town is really famous for Latinos because we can find everything that we need.
And what De Pena and other organizers with Make the Road Pennsylvania say they need are eligible voters like Joseph Irizarry, who can sign up online.
I thought it was going to be hard, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like write your name and stuff like that, and that's it, you know what I mean?
Have you voted before?
Nah, this is going to be my first time because I'm really, really interested to vote this year.
But Irizarry says he gets why other eligible voters may not be interested.
Sometimes nobody want to vote because they know they're not going to give me nothing. But really, really, it gives you something.
It's a kind of pitch that advocates are trying to use to overcome a persistent challenge facing U.S. democracy. For years, the voter registration rates for Latinos and Asian Americans have been among the lowest of the country's racial and ethnic groups. And longstanding barriers keep those rates low, says Rodrigo Dominguez Villegas, who directs research at the UCLA Latino Policy and Politics Institute.
There are some types of jobs that might be preventing people from being able to even take time off work to vote. And so when people know that they're not going to be able to exercise the right to vote, they are a lot less inclined to even register for it.
A lot of folks are just like struggling to survive, trying to get through the day-to-day. Voting is this very separate thing.
Vivian Chang is the executive director of the advocacy group Asian Americans United in Philadelphia, where a team works with many eligible voters who tried for years to become naturalized U.S. citizens.
If they're not welcomed by the government, then it feels like, well, why participate in this system? Like, how does that relate to me?
Still, Wei Shen, Asian Americans United Civic Engagement Director, has been stopping by adult daycare centers for Chinese speakers to explain how to get registered and how to use Philadelphia's voting machines that are now required to support three languages, including Chinese.
We are fighting for language justice. Providing information and have a material there is not enough. We need them to hire people who speak our language.
Beyond language barriers, there's also the perception that interest in U.S. politics among Asian Americans and Latinos is low.
I think they are every bit as invested in what politics can do to them or do for them.
Tegu Lee, professor of government at Harvard University, says the problem is mainly with the major political parties and campaigns. They've been less likely to contact Asian Americans and Latinos compared to other groups. And in some states, Lee says restrictive voter ID requirements are disproportionately affecting many eligible voters of color.
The politics of today is a politics where there are organized forces that are aiming to further contract those rights of citizenship for groups like Latinx and Asian Americans.
Nice to meet you, Jose. Are you already registered to vote? ¿Ya usted se registró para votar?
Back in Reading, Pennsylvania, Catherine De Pena is still stopping people with her practice pitch.
You know, I don't have basically time. You know, I have to be care of my daughter. I have to do a lot of things.
Still, Jose Cruz Hernandez is sold.
Because without our voice, nothing going to be done.
We want them to have that, feel that power. That's why I feel so happy.
You're helping someone express their opinion, their voice.
Yes. Yeah, this is the only way. Because this is a bigger thing happening right now. Most people don't know the power that they have in their hands.
Power that De Pena hopes will lead to a higher registration rate for Latinos.
Don't you worry. We got this, like, within 5-10 years. Yeah, it takes time.
Hunzi Lo Wong, NPR News, Southeastern Pennsylvania.